Well, as we wrap up this year's monsoon season and look toward next year for a hopefully wetter one, now it's time to wrap up this year's monsoon series here on the show. This year, we have brought you a curated collection of monsoon-inspired work from creatives around the region, poets, playwrights, even an original song. So today, we turn to a fashion designer with an important perspective.
Lauren Aragon's designs evoke his people.
I challenge myself in trying to find ways to illustrate our ideas of the Acoma people, what things that we believe in that we can share, that are things that we can unite with the rest of the world, and put them on the runway.
He is Acoma Pueblo, a New Mexican tribe, as well as a fashion designer. He founded the brand Akanav in 2008, and when we asked him to create something for us for the finale of this year's Monsoon series, he turned to the past.
We really look to the monsoon season as a time of replenishment, cleansing. Everything that comes with it blesses the land and provides nourishment for us.
For him, this season and its rains are something to be celebrated.
The ideas of rain are in everything that we do. It's just something we respect, an energy that we respect, the whole process of it, the whole cycle. It's basically a life cycle. It comes every year. It brings us life, and it's just something we celebrate every time it comes around.
In fact, his last couture collection was entirely inspired by this fleeting season.
Pe'echa.
It means let it rain in Karis, his people's language.
It's often a phrase that we use after a prayer or after a meal. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for all that goodness that comes with the rain. So whenever something comes to a conclusion, or we want to wish good things upon the land for everybody, that's what we say. Pe'echa.
As a designer, Aragon has worked to bring Native American designs to fashion in a respectful way. So in his design for this series, he created an intricate pattern that illustrates the beauty of the rains and evokes the pottery his people are known for.
Black on white clay, or black and ochre, or orange on white clay. And I always wanted to be a part of that somehow. I took different routes to try to take those same designs that I had come up with on my own, and put them on different things. I placed them all throughout some sculpture that I did before on gourd. I also did some drawings, and the drawings got the attention of a lot of people, and a lot of people, a lot of friends, family, other people who saw my work for the first time would always say, that would look great on a t-shirt. So I really wanted to take that idea and put it on something that was wearable, something you can show off at least, and not just have it sit on a shelf somewhere or hang on a wall. So the idea of wearable art was just something that I wanted to try. The first designs we printed out were received very well. A lot of people loved it. They loved seeing something new. And the way I was using the t-shirt as a canvas for the first time, people latched onto that idea. The work that I was doing was actually allowing me to represent myself or represent Native American fashion in a way that hadn't been before. A lot of times designers from non-Native designers were using designs or using iconic regalia on runways and weren't really represented all that well, or misrepresented or disrespected in some way. And I wanted to combat that somehow. I wanted to show that we as Native Americans have every right to be on those same runways, to showcase what we know about our own culture and not have somebody tell our story for us. So I really wanted to take that kind of next level, not just t-shirts. I wanted to do it in fashion, in high-end fashion.
Okay, so since this is radio, let's talk about what this looks like. You've made a design for us. It's on a t-shirt. It's also on a scarf. It's beautiful. And you see sort of swirling spirals. There are diagonal kind of sharp lines, lightning strike looking designs. And then there are what look like mountains. And underneath at the very bottom, there are flowers, right? How did you come up with this? And tell us a little bit about the symbolism here.
Well, everything I wanted to do was in a circular idea at first, but I wanted to kind of illustrate it in a more linear idea. At the time that the project started, I was looking at a design. We were making some masks, and a design called the Tularosa design kind of stood out as far as like, this could really look like a cloud if you orient it in the right way. And Tularosa design is the two-sided spiral design, which was named after the region that it was found in. This design happened to be in a region where a lot of pottery and different art was found that carried the same symbol. So I did my best in the digital world to reorganize how that looked, because it was just a straight line pattern, to brick it up and bring it together to look like a cloud, a huge cloud that was forming in the distance. And my observations are always in the sky. And I guess that's just a natural thing for me. Growing up, I always used to love watching the formations of the clouds and how the rain would just kind of formulate from nothing. I mean, you see the rain falling in the distance, which is represented by a lot of lines in the design. There's some arrows pointing to show kind of the current stream, if you will, as something else that we also look to, the change in direction of the winds. And then the mountains, of course, on the horizon, you always see that as kind of the point of origin where the rains start to fall, because in science, the moisture rises and the mountains kind of help with that. And then there's the land that the rains deliver to and the vegetation that the rain touches. So all the florals at the bottom of the design are indication to the ideas of life, you know, that's what comes from the rain. That's the beauty that the rain can bring. And all in the distance are strikes of lightning, a very respected energy that we look to for healing and for celebration.
Okay, so I asked you at the beginning of the interview about, you know, what the monsoon season means to your people. But to end, I'd like to ask you just what they mean to you personally. Like, how have you experienced this season in your life? What memories are tied to it?
The monsoons, I think, always bring me back to home. it's always a reminder of growing up in a more, I want to say, more peaceful time, a more educational time. Growing up, my grandfather, my parents, and everyone who lived with me was just really, really wanted me to know and learn about who we are. And I think the monsoons kind of always have that reminder for me. It's a personal connection every time that the rains come around. And I think it's just kind of ingrained in us as Pueblo people that, you know, that's a reminder that it's a time for healing, a time for prayer. And every time we see the rains, we give thanks to it. For me, it's always a time for asking for better things, for a cleansing, for asking for all good things, because that's, again, the origin of everything that's good that's coming.
That is Lauren Aragon, the founder and designer of Akanav. He designed a monsoon creation for us for this monsoon series. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on the show to do this and for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you too, Lauren.
The last in this year's annual Monsoon series. We want to thank all of the writers, poets, musicians, and playwrights who created something for it. Their work has really brought this season to life for us. And you can see it all year at monsoon.kjzz.org. And let's all hope for more rain next year.